Today on Hardwired.
Can I tell you that the Bible is a book of warnings more than anything else? Read the prophets. Read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. Read the minor prophets. Read them all. They warn God's people all the time. Jesus warned us all the time. The apostles, read the epistles. Paul, Peter, James, John, Jude, when they wrote, you can't go to any of their epistles without finding warnings.
You are listening to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Thanks for allowing us to share this time with you. It's our favorite time of the day where we get to hang out together and hear about how the truth of God's Word can make a huge difference as it's hardwired into your life, your relationships, and your future. You may be stuck in traffic or maybe even stuck in life. Either way, today's message is going to help you get on the right track as you learn how much God loves you right where you are. And if for any reason you have to break away before the end of the program, you can always catch it at our website, hardwired.org. That's hardwired.org. So let's go ahead and get right into today's message. Here's Pastor Jeff to set it up for us.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Hardwired. When asked what the signs of his return would be, Jesus immediately warned of false prophets. Paul the Apostle took it further and described false prophets as angels of light. They would be so convincing, Paul said, that many would believe they were from God. There is little doubt that we have witnessed an explosion of false prophets worldwide in our day. How do you recognize a false prophet? What are the red flags to watch for? Well, join me for the answer on today's broadcast as I share the message, Angels of Light and What to Look For. Let's go.
Now, today I'm going to just start a real brief two-week series on prophecy, and prophets. And what I want to do today is just lay a little foundation. I'm going to lay a foundation on just what the Bible teaches. It's an overview. I mean, I could spend a year on this, well, at least 6 months. But just because of time, I'm going to give you an overview. So you have a basic understanding of what the Bible says about prophecy. How many of you know that prophecy is real? How many of you know the Bible is a book of prophecy? I mean, it's full of it. So today, that's what we're going to look at. But I'm calling this Angels of Light because I'm first going to just go over some things that are warned about false prophets. And then I'm going to go into the real thing. And next week, I'm going to devote exclusively on how to spot a false prophet and how to respond. Now, here's why I'm doing this. As a shepherd, I'm called to oversee you, watch over your soul. You know why? I'm going to give an account. I'm going to answer to Jesus. Isn't anybody going to be standing there with me? I'm going to answer to Jesus for how I taught you and how I protected you from time to time and how I ministered the word of God to you. So it's my take that I've never in my life, and I've been around a while. I mean, how long have I been preaching now? So anyway, I've been around a long time. I have pastored, believe it or not, 37 years. Help me, Jesus. So I've been around a while. Never in my life have I seen more false prophecy than we are now. It's everywhere. You know why? Because of social media. There's the real thing and there's the false thing. And I'm going to show you that today. So let's read out of Matthew 24, starting at verse 1. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the first three verses. Then I'm only going to read what Jesus said about false prophets and false Christs. Let's just read it, starting at verse 21. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Don't you see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone will be left here upon another that won't be thrown down." Now, I've read this many times to you. This was a mind-blowing, rattling statement to the disciples because the temple was the building around which all of their religious life existed. This was like me saying, you know, tomorrow or next week or at this time next year, there will be no more downtown Fort Worth or downtown Dallas. It won't be there anymore. None of it. Every building will be fallen down, ashes on the ground. Even that would not rattle you like this rattled them. So as he sat on the Mount of Olives, they took a walk, went to the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be that you just talked about? In other words, when will the temple come down? And then I almost hear it like this. And while we're asking you, Lord, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? So they asked for a prediction, watch this, church, of something near and something far away. When is the temple going to come down like you said? And by the way, what is it going to be the sign of the end of the world? Well, isn't it neat that Jesus told them, answered them both questions. Jesus answered and said to them, now here's verse 4. Now I'm only going to read what he said about false prophets. He answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Verse 5, for many will come in my name saying, I'm the Christ. And they'll deceive a few, many. I'm just seeing if you're listening. Now watch this. Now jumping down to verse 11. Jesus said again, then, when, before his return, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive a few, many. Verse 24, for false Christ and false, seems like he can't get off his theme, doesn't it? For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to do what, everybody? So they will be miracle workers, or they will look like miracle workers. They will do signs and wonders. They will look supernatural. They will do supernatural, what looks like supernatural things. But it won't be from God. They'll show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. I want you to say with me, that be me. So they're going to be so convincing, they might deceive you, false Christs, false prophets, false teachers. Now, verse 25, what I preached on last week, see, I've told you beforehand. So what did he warn us about beforehand? There would be false Christs, false prophets, and false teachers proliferating, abundantly available everywhere in the last days before his return. Isn't it strange that in our day, there's sort of this sentiment out there that if a man of God or a woman of God gets up and says something that can be perceived as negative, it's not of God. But can I tell you that the Bible is a book of warnings more than anything else? Read the prophets. Read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. Read the minor prophets. Read them all. They warn God's people all the time. Jesus warned us all the time. The apostles, read the epistles. Paul, Peter, James, John, Jude, when they wrote, you can't go to any of their epistles without finding warnings. So why would we shun warnings? Because a warning may come over as negative, but it's a positive in that it delivers you from a negative. Are you with me? Right? I mean, every time I stand up here, if all I do is tell you upbeat good things that you know, give you Holy Ghost bumps, then I'm tickling your ear. I'm not being truthful. Because sometimes the truth is a warning. Now, I want you to just see here that in answering the disciples' questions, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age, the end of the world, Jesus immediately launched into warnings. Warnings to who? Warning to his followers. Warning to those that had followed him for 3.5 years. Warnings to his people. He warned them. And he warned them about false prophets over and over again. And he mentioned false prophets more than he did anything else. When you talk about Matthew 24 and 25, you're talking about what we call the Olivet Discourse. The Olivet Discourse was the longest prophecy Jesus ever uttered. And in the Olivet Discourse, in Matthew 24 alone, 4 times he warns us about deception in the last days. He doesn't warn us about famines 4 times, earthquakes 4 times, pestilences 4 times. He only warns us 4 times about deception. Now, why would Jesus do that unless there was a real danger of being deceived? Being deceived. In other words, being told that something is from God, being told that something is of God, being told that something is true and you believe it, but it's not, and it leads you astray. Now, I would be a bad preacher, a bad teacher, if I didn't bring out that Jesus warned us. Now, one big reason to bring it out now is we're in the last days. We're headed towards the end of the age. Christ could come at any moment. So Jesus has given us the things that we can look for before he returns. And one of them, four times, watch out for false teachers, false preachers, false ministers, false prophets, and even people that stand up and say, don't know how to break this to you, but I happen to be Christ. You'd be amazed how many people go after people like that. You'd be amazed. Now, he warned of the same thing in the Sermon on the Mount. I read to you from Matthew 24, but if you drop back all the way to the beginning of his ministry, Matthew 7, verse 15, Jesus said, beware of false prophets who come disguised, everybody say disguised, as harmless sheep, but they're really vicious wolves. They're doing a Halloween. They're playing Halloween with you. They wear a mask of a sheep. They try to come over as innocent and harmless and good. But inside there is a wolf. And what does a wolf do? It eats things. What does a wolf do? It kills things. What does a wolf do? It destroys things. All right? It eats you. And Jesus said, beware of false prophets. There's real prophets, and I'm going to show you that. But he said, watch out for the false ones because they come to you disguised. They wear a persona of being a man or a woman of God, a minister of righteousness. Somebody, they carry Bibles around with them. They are appealing. They're charismatic. They are convincing. They are persuasive. They come over as, you know, hallelujah, kumbaya, I love the Lord. But their message or their prophecies are false. And they lead you astray. They lead you to believe things about God that aren't true, to expect things from God that aren't going to happen. They misrepresent the Word of God, twist the Word of God, skew the Word of God, where when they teach it, it sounds right, and they may say 95% right things. But in the right things, there's a hook, and it's a wrong thing. And that wrong thing leads you astray. They're very crafty. They're very knowledgeable. They're quite good at what they do. That's what he's telling us. They're disguised. They know who they are, but they don't want you to know who they are. Now, these kinds of warnings against false teachers and false prophets infiltrating the church of Jesus Christ are found all through the New Testament. Because you see, that's Jesus' warning to us. These aren't just secular false prophets out there, you know, on some secular talk show prophesying or teaching false, misleading things. These are false prophets. Why would they disguise themselves as a sheep when actually they're a wolf? Because they're coming in among sheep. If I'm not going to go in among sheep, I don't need to look like a sheep. But if I'm going to be in among sheep, I've got to look like a sheep. So the prediction is that they will infiltrate the church of Jesus Christ.
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment. But first, I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. Now, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry. You can find the program at our website, hardwired.org, along with all of the programs from Pastor Jeff. Also, we regularly get emails and calls from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we would love to hear from you too. So let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111 or through the website, hardwired.org. That's hardwired.org. Or call 877-884-3111. And now let's get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
This time, I'm just going to give you an overview of prophecy. Like I said, next time, I want to share on how to spot a false prophet and how to respond to them. But first, I want us to note something. The ever-present danger of false teachers and false prophets. Jesus, or just before his departure from Ephesus, Paul gathered the Ephesian elders around him. And here's what he said to them. Listen carefully. He said, I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. What did he mean by that? He's talking about false teachers, false prophets, false leadership will come in among you. And what did he call them, everybody? Wolves. Wolves disguised as sheep. They will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among yourselves. So notice now, he's talking about something homegrown. From among yourselves, men are going to rise up speaking misleading things. Speaking what kind of things? Misleading things. Where do they come from? From among yourselves. They are sheep. They are wolves in sheep disguise. Speaking misleading things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Now, note how Paul stresses that the false prophets and the teachers would come from among yourselves, from within the church, to teach misleading things. Brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, Reverend so-and-so. They'll be on Christian TV. They'll be on Christian radio. They'll write books that end up in Christian bookstores. They are wolves disguised as sheep. Are you with me, everybody? Say, well, Pastor Jeff, this isn't a jump up and shout message. No, it's not. But if it delivers you from a wolf, it is a jump up and shout word. All right? Paul also warned the Corinthian church of the same danger. Listen to what he said in 2 Corinthians 11:13, for such are false apostles. So there's real apostles and there's false ones. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. There's the disguise again. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of what? Light. Satan himself can come to you like an angel of light. He doesn't come with a red suit and a tail, pitchfork, horns, and say, I'm here to deceive you. No, he comes in the guise of someone very attractive, very appealing, very persuasive, very knowledgeable, very eloquent, and that looks like and appears to be somebody that's really, really got it going on, the things of God. But when you listen to what they teach or what they prophesy, it doesn't line up with the Word of God. And that's where you and I have got to know the Bible better than we know any book on earth. And I'm telling you, if there was ever a day we need to know our Bible, hold it close, hug it tight, read it more than we've ever read it before, it is now. Now. So listen to verse 15. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers, look what he calls them, his ministers. Whose ministers? Satan's. Transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Pastor so-and-so and pastor so-and-so and preacher so-and-so. Ministers of righteousness, but they've been transformed. That's not really who they are. Now, then we find Paul prophetically warning his son in the faith, Timothy, who became a pastor and pastor of the church at Ephesus. He warned Timothy about false prophets in the last days. Listen to what he says, 2 Timothy 3:1. You may as well know this too, Timothy, that in the last days, it's going to be very difficult to be a Christian. Everybody say amen. He then tells Timothy that one of the things that'll make it so difficult is the infiltration of false prophets and teachers into the church. Listen to what he says. Paul says, these false prophets and teachers will work their way into people's homes. The word work there is worm, slither their way into people's homes. How do false teachers and prophets get into our homes these days? That square box that all your furniture faces, right? That's how they get in. Now, and watch this now. And they will win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Such women are forever following new teachings, new revelations. And that's the way false Christs and false prophets and false teachers always come over. I've got a revelation that's never been delivered to the body of Christ before. I've got a brand new revelation. Can I tell you something radical? If it's new, it's not true. You say, well, come on, Jeff, you can get a new revelation. No, you might get a better understanding of what's already written. But there's nothing you can do to add to the Word of God. You don't have a new revelation that's not in the Word of God. Can I say that again? You do not have a new revelation that's not in the Word of God. No, because if it's new and it's not in the Word of God, it's not true. If it's new, it's not true. I've listened to these false Christs and false prophets. I know what they teach. They teach things and I'm sitting there going, huh? Where did you get that? Because that's not in my Bible. Well, if it's new, it's not true. But that's the way false Christs and false prophets always come over. I'm a man of revelation. I'm a man that gets things, that gets downloads from God that nobody has ever gotten. So I'm going to give you a new revelation. As soon as you hear the word new, if they're talking about something that's not in the Bible, hit the back door, look for the nearest exit sign and leave. Because listen, We have 66 books of the Word of God. And any message I bring to you, it's from that. It's from what is already written. Y'all are real quiet. Real quiet. I'm being real honest with you. I may lose some people over this, but I don't think I will. I'll probably gain some. Because we so much need to hear the Word of God as it is these days. Now look what he says. These women, and notice how the devil went for the woman, not the man, just like he did in the Garden of Eden. He went for her and not him. And so these women are open to new teachings, but they are never able to understand the truth. These teachers oppose the truth. They have depraved minds and a counterfeit faith. And again, Paul comes later and warns Timothy. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, in the last days, at the end of the age, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Now, how do you get taught something that is coming from a demon? A demon doesn't just come up to you, woo, here, let me tell you something. No. They use a person. And so Paul is saying they will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons that are inhabiting false teachers and false prophets. And who brings these teachings from demons? It's the false teachers and it's the false prophets. So let me sum it up. False prophets and false teachers will. Listen carefully, everybody. Catch this. Here's what they do. They will seek to infiltrate the church. They come disguised as genuine ministers, even angels of light. They teach false doctrine and prophesy false things. They will be convincing, and unfortunately, in many cases, they will be successful. I'm not just talking about Mormons. I'm not just talking about Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm talking about false teachers and prophets that have infiltrated the mainstream church and are teaching things that are not true. Now, let me take you back and establish the word prophet. Where did it begin? The first prophet found in the whole Bible was Abraham. In Genesis 20, verse 7, God warned King Abimelech after he had taken Sarah, Abraham's wife, into his own house. We're told that Sarah was a looker. Sarah was a pretty woman, and Abraham knew it. And he said, "You're so pretty. If we go into a city that is pagan and they see you, they're going to kill me to get you. So I'm asking you to tell a little white lie, sister. And you tell them that you're my sister." Well, Sarah gave all that to God, Peter tells us. She gave it to God. Well, sure enough, they went into a city. They saw Sarah. They inquired about her, and King Abimelech wanted to bring her into his own house. He wanted to eventually have relations with her, but as soon as he got her into the house, they began to be covered with plagues, and he knew something was wrong. And God told him, God warned King Abimelech after he had taken Sarah. Listen to what he said. "Now, therefore, restore that man's wife, for he is a prophet." There's the first time the word is found, prophet. "And he will pray for you, and you will live." In other words, I'm about to kill you if you don't get rid of that woman. Well, he got rid of her quick, and you ought to read how it all went down between him and Abraham. "You lied to me. You told me a story. It almost got me killed. We've been covered with plagues," and they had a moment there. And Abraham repented, but he did it again later. Isn't it comforting to know the father of our faith had a lying problem? Yeah, he lied. He lied to save his own skin. He was willing to let his wife be taken into a foreign king's palace and whatever to save his own skin. And isn't it comforting to know that God turned him into the father of our faith? Can we give the Lord a hand of praise for that? Amen. Now you jump down a few hundred years later and we find Moses. And the Bible also calls Moses a prophet. As a matter of fact, it says he was a great prophet. Deuteronomy 34:10, "There has never again been a prophet in Israel like Moses." Now with Abraham and Moses both, prophet simply meant spokesman. That's all. And we also see that these two men had a ministry of standing in the gap for others. So the word prophet meant spokesman and one who stands in the gap.
You've been listening to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. It would mean the world to us to know how the program has helped you today. So take a quick minute and give us a call, 877-884-3111, or you can connect with us at our website, hardwired.org. And if you enjoy the program as much as we love bringing it to you, let us know by your generous support. It would really mean a lot to us. There are daily costs associated with the program, and we truly do depend on the faithful financial support of our listeners like you to allow us to be on this station. So please, consider partnering with us today with your gifts to this ministry. You can call us at 877-884-3111 or go to the website hardwired.org. Again, call 877-884-3111 or at our website hardwired.org. Thank you for your loyal partnership, as we couldn't do this without you. And finally, Pastor Jeff is the founder and senior pastor of the vibrant Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're ever in the area, we hope you'll stop by and say hi. Let us know that you listen to the program. That would really make our day. And Pastor Jeff would love to meet you personally, too. So till next time, have a great day. And thanks so much for listening to Hardwired.